Talk Live, 800-259-5791. We are here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to take your calls about anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. You make the call and bring up what you want. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with well over 71,000 posts for you to surf around through and over 1,000 people interacting. Born off, we got some echo. 1,000 people interacting there at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. So take advantage of it because it is totally free. On the way tonight, we got an email, pretty good email, according to you, about some privacy issues.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Manwich? That's coming up.
Plus, very good one.
Your calls if you make them. But here's a story that I held over from last night. We didn't even sell it last night. It was just in my prep, and it was pretty amazing. Miami, a passenger who claimed to have a bomb in a carry-on bag was shot and killed by a federal air marshal Wednesday on a jetway to an American Airlines plane that had arrived from Colombia. Authorities did not immediately say whether any bomb was found. Now, wouldn't you think that if they had found a bomb, they'd be announcing it? I mean, wouldn't they be shouting it from the rooftops as to how they've prevented this act of terrorism? And, boy, thank goodness your tax dollars are being put to good use. It's a good thing we've got these air marshals on the planes. Look, they've stopped a mad bomber.
I don't think anybody's fooled into believing that this guy actually had a bomb. I mean, he was just some guy wasn't on his medication and was acting erratically and said a few things that you're not supposed to say, like, I've got a bomb, and then I'm not putting my hands up, so now he's dead.
It was the first time, apparently, since September 11th that an air marshal had shot anyone. Had air marshals shot people before September 11th?
No, there hadn't been any air marshals before
September. I didn't think so.
Yeah. It's a poorly worded sentence.
Right. According to a witness, the man frantically ran down the aisle of the Boeing 757, and his wife explained that he was mentally ill and hadn't taken his medication. The passenger indicated there was a bomb in his bag, and he was confronted by air marshals, but ran off the aircraft, Doyle said. The marshals then went after him and ordered him to get on the ground, but he didn't comply and was then shot when he apparently reached into the bag that he was carrying.
Now, here's where it seems a little crazy to me. I don't know. If there's an explosive there, please don't shoot at it or in the immediate vicinity of it. I'm not questioning these guys. I realize they had moments to make their decision,
mm-hmm.
and it probably would have been my decision to smoke him, too. But at the same time, I do have a problem with the system that put them in place.
Yeah, okay, I understand that, man. But, really, if the guy had a bomb in his bag, wouldn't he... I mean, if he really was a real terrorist...
He didn't say, I have a bomb in my bag, by the way. He said, I have a bomb.
Okay.
Which could mean that it's strapped to him.
Right, but he did it at the point before the plane even had taken off. I mean, it was still on the tarmac at this point.
Right.
People were still loading and unloading and that sort of thing. So if he really was a terrorist, he's the dumbest terrorist that has ever existed, because any terrorist worth 2 cents would have waited until they got up into the air to say, I have a bomb.
Well,
this guy didn't even wait.
I can't remember the guy offhand who had the shoe bomber fella, but, his bomb didn't go off, and he looks pretty dumb, too. I don't think that brains is a necessary resource for people that blow themselves up in airplane incidents.
Maybe that's true, but then again, to be fair, it did take some effort, and it probably did take a little bit of smarts to pull off what they pulled off on 9/11. I mean, you have to agree with that.
That did.
That was not something that could be put together by a bunch of dumb
dumbs. I just said necessarily.
Okay.
The shoe bomber, dumb. The guys who pulled off the 9/11 thing, assuming that it went off exactly the way it was, we're told as far as the news, looks like they had a pretty good plan. It worked, at least.
So
plans that work are good.
After they'd shot and killed this guy, the investigators put all the baggage on the tarmac and let bomb-sniffing dogs examine it in an effort to establish whether or not there were explosives aboard. According to a passenger, the man was frantic and running down the aisle of the plane saying... the woman who was saying, my husband, as he was shot dead by the police. So here you go. First time ever the federal air marshals have shot and killed someone, and they've got nothing. Well, they've just got a dead body on their hands.
It's a shame that it happened.
It really is.
But at the same time, I can't question these guys for their actions. It seems to me that... when you say, I've got a bomb, and you act in an erratic fashion, and then you go for something in your bag, whether, I don't care if it's a card that says, I am mentally ill, you're going to get smoked.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Okay, fair enough.
It's a bad thing, it's a bad scene, and I'm sure that the air marshals aren't happy that they killed a man. Let's hope.
Maybe you should just remember if you need to have medication, you should take it before you go on the air.
If you're mentally ill, right. please, for everyone's sake, take your medication.
All right, so here's a quick email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Subject, NAMBLA. Says, it's Tomer. He says, I was wondering what you guys at Free Talk Live think about the issue of NAMBLA. I'd love to hear a discussion about that. And, no, I'm not a member. Of course,
I wasn't thinking that, but okay.
Of course, NAMBLA is the North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Yes.
It's allegedly...
I wonder if this thing is even true.
Really?
I often wonder whether it's a, you know, the religious conservative rights, you know, plant. Why
would it be a plant on the part of the conservatives?
To have something to hate. I mean, I could just imagine...
So they could make it look like gay people are evil? Is that what...
Gay people, but...
Well, man-boy love is definitely a gay thing.
Right, that's sort of gay. But, I mean, it's also pedophilia, too.
Well, it's definitely pedophilia, but that's kind of one of the... I mean, if it was going to be a fake organization created by the religious right, it would make sense that they would try to... paint all the gay people with this, because that's one of the things they're fighting against.
I don't actually believe that, but I just wonder, you know.
Well, their members are, I don't even know, do they have like a board of directors?
I've never heard that somebody coming out and saying I am a member of NAMBLA. I've never heard anyone defend, I've never heard anything good about NAMBLA yet.
Right. A discussion about NAMBLA, it's disturbing, it's weird. Should it be outlawed? No. I don't know. What do you want to say about NAMBLA? I mean, it's a disturbing, sick organization, but they should be free to be sick, and people, parents, pay attention to what your kids are doing. I mean, that's it's no different. NAMBLA is no more disturbing than the uncle that touches his little niece or anything like that. It's still pedophilia. It's still sick.
Well, organization is more disturbing than disorganization to me.
You're suggesting they might like swap tips, trade tips on how to pick up little boys at the mall, that sort of thing?
Have put together you know, flights to foreign countries where they can diddle little boys there, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm.
You know, special packages.
Right.
Save now on your Thailand trip.
Come on, the NAMBLA cruise.
Yeah, nothing nice about it.
That'd be tough. That'd be tough to organize the NAMBLA cruise, because how would you get the victims aboard, right? I mean, I don't know.
I don't think that, you would have a difficult time convincing parents that, you could have it on the Disney cruise line, by the way. That would be terrible.
So, I don't know, man. NAMBLA, it's disturbing. Let them be. Just all you can really say in regards to sick people that like to touch children is just know what your kids are doing. I mean, if you know where they're going, if you know who they're hanging out with, then I don't think that they're going to be able to get in much trouble for the most part. I mean, could they? I mean,
they exist.
Sure, perverts exist, but if you know what your kids are up to, then I think that's the best way to protect people. I mean, you can... I'm sure some people would like to outlaw NAMBLA. I'm sure some people would like to, you know, investigate NAMBLA and out all of its membership, if that's even possible, just so they can, I don't know, shame them in public?
Wikipedia says that its national headquarters now consists of little more than a private mailbox service in San Francisco, and inquiries are rarely responded to. NAMBLA is often accused of fronting an informal network that promotes sexual exploitation of children. It denies this charge, claiming that not all sex between adults and minors is exploitive and thus is not deserving of universal criminalization.
Well,
thanks to Brandon.
Well, and I don't know what they consider boy. I mean, I consider boy kind of under teenage.
I do,
know?
Too.
So that's definitely disturbing to me. I think it's a sick organization, and, well, again, I won't pass a law against it. Just be careful. 800-259-5791 on the way. Privacy. Well, these guys are pretty private, but we're going to talk about privacy for you. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
E equals MC squared is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at relativitycollapse.net and relativitycollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity at RelativityCollapse.com, RelativityCollapse.net, or Amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at RelativityCollapse.com or RelativityCollapse.net or Amazon.com today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet and a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, Thursday night edition of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Matt with you.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for the show. We call it a validated picture, and what that means is they're holding up some evidence in the picture that proves that they listen to Free Talk Live. That way, there's virtually no doubt that they are who they say they are, because back in the old days when we didn't require validation, we kind of had people trying to fool us. So
lonely men.
Yes, indeed. A lonely, bored men. And
lonely, bored, drunk men.
Possibly. So now we've got validated pictures. We've got the ladies sending in their photos, and it's women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors. It is not a beauty contest, so take a look at the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. You should also know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org. You've got an email, Manwich.
Yes, I do. It's from Nicholas. And he's talking about...
Nicholas from France.
He's talking about the right to privacy that we discussed previously regarding upskirt shots.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the upskirt issue that we talked about?
Well, it's outlawed in most states, so it's an issue where there's some guys that install cameras in their boots, for instance, and they'll go and they'll stick their boot under a lady with a skirt on, and they'll take a picture, and then they put it online and try to make money off of it. That's what upskirt photography is.
Right, and this doesn't directly deal with that, but he has been on that topic for some time. It seems like it's one that's important to him. I've dealt with many companies over the Internet, and not once have I dealt with any that didn't specifically pledge to protect my personal information and refrain from using it for anything else other than the particular transaction that we were involved in. I mean, privacy is in demand, and the market attempts to deliver on it. I've given my personal email address to several trusted companies and created other email addresses to deal with ones that I did not necessarily know.
Mm-hmm.
I get the occasional spam message, but nothing serious on the second address, but I don't get any on my primary email address. And that's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. Now, I've heard some people complaining that some companies might actually might not take it too seriously and sell the information anyway. But that's like saying that laws on murder or mandatory courses on thou shalt not kill will make murder go away. Company executives and employees can sometimes be dishonest, whether they're breaking the law or their contractual obligations.
Well, that's true, and I'd like to point out that a lot of the spam that you get in your email box might be coming from harvesters. There are these little robot programs that crawl the web. Sort of like Google, it crawls and indexes the entire web. Well, these programs crawl along the web, and they look for the little at symbol, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the manwich at freetalklive.com. And it picks up on that, and then it says, all right, well, what's on the other side of those that at symbol? And it takes that, whatever that is, that email address, which it typically is, and it puts it into its database. And it keeps going until it finds another one, puts that into its database. I mean, this can go very fast. It can harvest a bunch of emails lickety-split because they're all over the Internet.
Yeah.
And so then it just takes that database of emails that it's created that you consented to giving out because you put it online somewhere.
And a lot of people, the way they handle that is they put their email address on so that somebody could read it.
Right.
But they don't, in a fashion like it says, man, which, and then they spell out, then they put a space in, and they put at, and then they put Free Talk Live, and they write .dot.com, you know, and that's a way that the harvester isn't going to notice.
Exactly,
it doesn't see it because it doesn't have the ampersand as that symbol.
Correct.
So, you know, it's a way to avoid.
No, that's not the ampersand.
That's not the ampersand. Ampersand,
no,
the ampersand is
sign. Shift 7. Yeah, the and sign.
Okay.
Right.
My mistake. I don't know what the heck it is.
Now you know.
One of our listeners will undoubtedly tell us quickly. The key is to hold them liable for their actions whenever possible. That would be the companies that violated these contractual obligations. And it will never be perfect, and some will always get away with it. But then again, it's the same thing wherever they're breaking a law or contractual obligation. Like Ian said, privacy is something you got to work for.
No doubt.
And it really is true. Just a quick question. If we were able to legislate on privacy, and God knows we're trying, who would we get to decide what is private and what isn't? Is my address private? Should I be able to sue Google for displaying aerial pictures of my house on the net? Perhaps we should only be able to sue them when the picture is taken from 200 feet or less above the house. Is the image of my face to be considered private?
No, you shouldn't be able to sue Google, because unless you have taken active efforts to be private about photographing from above, you have no expectation of privacy. I mean, for instance, in my backyard, there's a good 8-foot fence around my backyard. However, if my neighbor was to all of a sudden put up a tower in the back in his backyard, maybe for his kids to play in or something like that, some sort of play tower. I don't know if those things exist.
Sure, there's something like that.
Or maybe he builds a playhouse in the tree, in a big tree in his backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Do I all of a sudden get to sue him because his neighbor kids can look over at me taking a leak in my backyard in the middle of the day?
No, I guess you couldn't.
No, of course not. The only way that I could have an expectation of privacy is to raise my fence up another 12 or 15 feet or however high I need to get it to be. Of course, at some point I'll probably violate some zoning law. But
I suspect you will.
Nonetheless, if you want to protect your property from being photographed from the air, you're going to have to build some sort of a protective barrier over top of it, if it's that important to you. I mean, if it's that important that you're willing to sue over that photography, well, then you should be willing to take the time, take the money and the effort to protect your privacy.
Should we be able to sue journalists for taking pictures of us and damaging our image? Should we? Should the visible content of my car be private, too?
You know what? The journalist thing, the paparazzi,
mm-hmm.
not that I follow popular culture or anything like that, but it's so disturbing to me to see these stars. They go, oh my goodness, this paparazzi took a picture of Jennifer Aniston topless. Well, she should be sued. Well, wait a minute. He managed to get the shot. Where were you when you were topless? Were you
outside,
in the open? Did he come into your house and beat down your door and take a snapshot of you in the shower? I don't think so. I mean, if that was the case, then you've got a property rights violation.
Trespassing.
Then you've got trespassing. But if he is on somebody else's property and he has permission to be there and he's got a visible line of sight into your property and you're in the backyard totally naked, you're vulnerable. It's your fault.
Yeah.
I don't feel sorry for those people at all.
There you go. Would people be fine for disclosing it to other people without my consent? Don't want what you consider private to be talked about, photographed, written about, exposed, hinted at, or revealed? Then don't share it with anyone.
Yeah, don't talk about it.
Or contractually oblige others to respect it. Defend it or deal with the consequences. This privacy myth is very hard to kill, even among libertarians, because so many of them are too lazy to do anything about it and would rather have the thugs they pay for enforce their own version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me Manwich is still quite ready to become isn't quite ready to become principled about it.
Wait, what was your objection to privacy? I missed that.
My objection originally was the upskirt photos. Like, I'm just so shocked that somebody...
You're angry. You imagine somebody taking an upskirt photo of your wife, and you're thinking how angry you would be if you found that out.
I don't know if I actually thought of my wife in the particular instance, because
she doesn't wear a skirt.
Punch them, and she doesn't really. But...
Because she's concerned about her privacy. She doesn't want a quick draft to blow along like Marilyn Monroe and have the skirt flip up. I mean, she's concerned with that sort of thing.
Right. And so, I guess, you know, having thought about the issue, I have to bow to Nicholas on this one. He's right. If you go outside, you're pretty much liable for any photographs or recordings that are taken. Even if you're a person who makes their living with your face and they take your photograph...
Sorry. Deal with it. And you know what? All that stuff is good for those people anyway. I mean, all the exposure.
It is.
I mean, was Jennifer Aniston going to get that coverage that week, that news coverage, all that attention? No. But it got her a little bit of extra attention, maybe a few extra people paying attention to her.
All she had to do was show her ninnies.
Yeah, couldn't have been bad for her. All publicity is good publicity in my book. Coming up, the one principle that all libertarians need. More coming up. Free talk.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on TriVortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the TriVortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. Bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives the last 8 months of the show, all for free. freetalklive.com. You can grab the podcast as well if you like. freetalklive.com, archives, free, get them. All right, so Manwich, let's go to the email box again here, ftl@freetalklive.com. We just have so many good emails in so little time, I tell you. Of course, this is the show about your calls, so if you make those, we go to those first. This one came in from Michael in Wisconsin. He says, Dear Free Talk Live, subject line, libertarians only need one principle. I've recently discovered Free Talk Live via podcasting and love the show. About a week ago, you had an email from a man in Sweden who was asking about the principles of libertarianism. You know, the fundamentals is what he was asking about. Like all things in libertarianism, the answer is very simple. All you need to believe to be a libertarian is three simple words. I own myself. I love it. I mean, that's really boiling it down. We've given the principle that the Libertarian Party is based on, and it's a little more wordy than that, but that is just so beautifully simple. He says, from this simple, powerful phrase, all of the libertarian views on any issue can be discovered. Let's examine this phrase in more detail. What exactly does ownership mean? To own something means that you alone have all of the rights to that thing. I own myself means that I can do anything that I want to, and with my own person. And nobody else can do anything to me without my permission. Since everyone owns their own self, the only limitation on what I can do with myself is that I can't do anything to another person without their permission. Well, why is that?
Because they own themselves.
Exactly. He says, if you agree with this statement and that it holds for everyone, even government officials, then congratulations, you are a libertarian. So if you think you own yourself, you must be a libertarian. To understand how this relates to the ownership of things, consider that money has no value of its own. It's just a medium of exchange for other things that do have value. Thus, the wages that I make represent the work that I have done, both in providing services or in taking objects and performing work on them to make them more valuable than they were before. If someone takes money from me, then they're taking my work from me without my giving it to them. So he's talking about when government takes your money via taxes at gunpoint. You didn't voluntarily give it to them. This is the equivalent to forcing me to do work that I didn't choose to do. This violates the I own myself principle. By extension, the same argument holds for things that I buy using my wages. The simple principle, I own myself, is the basis for why libertarians believe everything should be voluntary. If I'm forced to do anything against my will, then I'm not in total control of myself. Which means, to me, you're part slave. If you don't totally own yourself, somebody else owns a little piece of you, then you're not free. And shouldn't you be free?
Makes some sense.
I think everybody should be free. He says, if I am prevented from doing something that I want to do, which doesn't violate anybody else's self-ownership, like taking drugs, he says that I clearly don't have complete ownership of myself. Instead, the government owns me and just lets me lease myself out for a mere half of my salary. How generous of them, he says. There's no disagreement among libertarians on this point. The only areas of libertarianism that are up for debate are, number one, how to resolve disputes when one person violates another person's self-ownership rights, and two, are there people who should not have complete self-ownership, like children,
fetuses,
or the mentally impaired, etc.? And if so, who should have ownership of them? And do you want to address either of those, man? Which number one, how to resolve disputes where one person violates another person's self-ownership rights?
I like tort. I like the court system for that. The difficulty is that I've seen...
The funding would be the difficulty there, right? Because if it's funded coercively, then nobody owns themselves.
Well,
anymore.
If people use it, then they should fund it.
Ah, so you're saying it should be on a per-use basis, court costs, that sort of thing.
That makes sense to me.
It certainly makes sense, yes.
The problem is that what you then have is precedent. And precedent is essentially laws. So once, so it leaves the lawmaking up to a judge and a jury.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it difficult.
Well, I think that the dispute resolution organizations would be a good solution there. And I've kind of teased about them before, and I will one of these days really get into it. And maybe tonight, but there's an extensive article about it that I found at LouRockwell.com. But the short version of it is that, you know, you could have private law. You could have, depending, you own your property, you mm-hmm. get to set the rules on your property. People either will agree to your rules or they won't come on your property. And those people will also have an organization governing their activities as well. So, therefore, each dispute resolution organization would have to interact with one another in a similar way that insurance companies interact with one another today. They each have agreements amongst themselves from business to business on how to deal with each other and deal with issues and conflicts that come up between their clients. And sometimes their deals involve arbitration, which, of course, would be the answer to courts in a free market. There would be a variety of different courts, and there'd be different law to choose from, just like today. I mean, it might sound confusing, but today there's different law to choose from. There's different law on a state-by-state basis. There's different law on a county-by-county basis, city-by-city. And nobody really thinks about that. I mean, if I get on the air and I start talking about private courts, everybody says, whoa, that's too confusing. Well, private police, there's so much to think about there. But the police have different laws that they go by. They have different jurisdictions, and all kinds of things are different from one place to another. It's almost a different world going from from one state to a different state sometimes. They're so vastly different. Sure, they're all in the United States. And they have that overhanging constitution, but we've seen how much that's worth to some state governments.
Well, what about since these organizations, these dispute resolution organizations, would be voluntary? What about if I have a problem? Mm-hmm. You know, say a person runs into my car or commits a criminal offense against me, who doesn't have a dispute resolution organization.
You know what? The guy that wrote the article, Peter Molyneux. He addresses that, and I promise you, Manwich, I will pull it up.
He's quite a thinker, that guy.
During the next break, because he has a great answer to it. Basically, his suggestion is people without dispute resolution organizations protecting them would be social pariahs. He's suggesting that everybody would have a serious incentive to have a DRO representing them, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to rent a house, they wouldn't be able to buy the car in the first place, because nobody would want to deal with an individual that doesn't have a reputation. Essentially, a DRO would be your reputation company.
Well, people drive currently without insurance on their cars.
Right.
I know, because I was hit by one earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, I have uninsured driver's insurance, but if I didn't...
Let's talk about that a little bit more in a bit. But let's finish up with his second point of disagreement among libertarians, that there are people who should not have complete self-ownership, children, the mentally impaired, etc. And I definitely understand where he's coming from on that. But in that case, who's to decide? I mean, who's to decide
parents of children?
What people shouldn't have self-ownership?
Mm.
Who is to deem that the retarded should not be able to own themselves?
And how retarded do they have to be?
Right. And who's to make that decision?
It's an excellent question.
Right.
But at the same time, I think that... you know, as far as children go, society has picked some ages that they consider to be adulthood or majority.
No, society didn't pick them. Some people that were elected picked them.
And society has picked that up and says it's fine.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that. There's plenty of people that break those laws on a daily basis. So obviously, society's not saying anything. There is no such thing as society, man, which there's just individuals. And there's groups of individuals. That's all. We're coming back. 800-259-5791. Dispute resolution organizations. We'll get into it next. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It is toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. All right, man, which we're going to get into dispute resolution organizations, but first we need to tell you to visit us online at freetalklive.com. You can sign up for the updates, updates.freetalklive.com. It is our little email list. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com. All right, Peter Monneau from lewrockwell.com. And this is actually part of a larger article about how he believes that we could very easily have a society with no state, with no government, with no coercive apparatus that we know of today as the government. And he suggests a bunch of different replacements for it. And one of his replacements for dispute resolution is his dispute resolution organization, also known as DRO. He says, the fact that people still cling to the belief that the state is required to resolve disputes is amazing, since modern courts are out of the reach of all but the most wealthy and patient. Remember, we had a story a couple months back about a rabbi in New York City who had been discriminated against by a coffee house. The coffee house gave him refused to give him, I guess, his coffee in a paper cup. He couldn't have it in porcelain.
Because he was something to do with kosher.
Yeah, porcelain's not kosher or something like that. And so they kind of yelled some racial epithets at him, and they kicked him out of the coffee shop. And he sued. And then I think it was 13 years later, he got his judgment after waiting 13 years. So anyway, you have to be very wealthy and very patient to, for the most part, to utilize the court system. He says, and they're primarily used to shield the powerful from competition or criticism. In this writer's experience, to take a dispute with a stockbroker to the court system would have cost more than $250,000 and taken from 5 to 10 years. However, a private mediator settled the matter within a few months for very little money. In the realm of marital dissolution, private mediators are commonplace. Unions are use grievance processes, and a plethora of other specialists in dispute resolution have sprung up to fill the void left by a ridiculously lengthy, expensive, and incompetent state court system. But it is the best in the world, Milich. Thus, the belief that the state is required for dispute resolution...
I'm not sure we could claim our court systems are the best in the world. I mean, there's... I mean, they're basically based off European models. Yes. I mean, well, why aren't they the best ones?
Some people make that claim. Anyway,
they don't know what they're based on. They assume that our founding fathers, they just invented them out of thin air, too.
He says, thus, the belief that the state is required for dispute resolution is obviously false, since the court apparatus is unavailable to the vast majority of population, who resolves their disputes either privately or through agreed-upon mediators. How can the free market deal with the problem of dispute resolution? Outside the realm of organized crime, very few people are comfortable with armed confrontations, and so generally prefer to delegate that task to others. Let's assume that people's need for such representative procedures, dispute resolution organizations, which promise to resolve disputes on their behalf. Thus, if Stan is hired by Bob, they both sign a document specifying which DRO that they both accept as an authority in dispute resolution. If they disagree about something and are unable to resolve it between themselves, they submit their case to the DRO and agree to abide by that DRO's decision. And that goes on every day across America. It's called arbitration.
It does.
Go and look at your cell phone contract, and you will see that in that contract, it doesn't say that... it may say it's governed by the laws of one state, but it will also say that any objections, any conflicts must be resolved by, for instance, the American Arbitration Association. This happens all the time. So far, so good. However, what if Stan decides he doesn't want to abide by the DRO's decision? If they have that disagreement, the DRO says, well, you should do this. Well, several options arise. First of all, when Stan signed the DRO agreement, it's likely that he would have agreed to property confiscation if he did not abide by the DRO's decision. Thus, the DRO...
A fine or something like that. Property confiscation sounds so horrible. But
whatever.
You know, some kind of fine.
Yeah, some kind of fine, but if you can't pay the fine, then take your car. Thus, the DRO would be entirely within its right to go and remove property from Stan, by force if necessary, to pay for his side of the dispute. It is at this point that people generally throw up their arms and dismiss the idea of DROs by claiming that society would descend into civil war within a few days. Everyone, of course, realizes that civil war is a rather bad situation, so it seems likely that the DROs would consider alternatives to armed combat. What other option could be pursued?
Well, essentially, that's what courts do, by the way. I mean, when they confiscate property, they send in police are there to confiscate stuff, and that's armed people doing it.
Right.
Well, people submit to that.
To take a current example, small debts which are not worth pursuing legally are still regularly paid off. And why? Because a group of companies produce credit ratings on individuals. And the inconvenience of a lowered credit rating is usually greater than the inconvenience of paying off a small debt. Thus, in the absence of any recourse to force, small debts are usually settled. This is one example of how desired behavior can be elicited without pulling out a gun or kicking in a door. Picture for a moment the infinite complexity of modern economic life. Most individuals bind themselves to dozens of contracts, from car loans to mortgages to cell phone contracts, gym membership, condo agreements, and so on. To flourish in a free market, a man must honor his contracts. A reputation for honest dealing is the foundation of a successful economic life. I mean, businesses know this. That's why they say, since 1967, you know, we've been around for this long, we must be good. People
right.
like to tout their reputation. So, few DROs will want to represent a man who regularly breaks contracts or associates with difficult and litigious people.
Well, and there would be DROs that do handle those, just in the same way that there's credit card companies that lend to people who have crappy credit.
Absolutely. For instance, this writer once refrained from entering into a business partnership because the potential partner revealed that he had sued two previous partners. Thus,
see you later.
If Stan refuses to abide by his DRO's ruling, the DRO has to barely lift a finger to punish him. All the DRO would have to do is report Stan's noncompliance to the local contract rating company, who will enter his name into a database of contract violators. Stan's DRO will possibly also drop him or raise his rates considerably. There's more about this. It's a new world, right? I mean, this is stuff that people don't think about. Dispute resolution without the state. We'll explore it more coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streams there, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version at freetalklive.com. Both of them are free. We're talking about dispute resolution organizations. Peter Molyneux from LouRockwell.com is exploring this idea, and I think it's a really cool idea. What he's suggesting is that we could totally replace the state entities for dispute resolution, the courts. We don't need government courts. That DROs are the answer. In fact, that everybody, when they enter into a contract, would accept that a DRO would be overseeing that contract. And we're talking about Stan and Bob. And they had a contract that they went into together, and Stan violated the contract. And, again, he had agreed to have the DRO resolve the dispute. And the DRO says, well, Stan, you're at fault here, and here's what you have to do. Well, then Stan says, no, I'm not going to do it. Well, here's what happens to Stan. The DRO then reports the fact that Stan did not comply with his agreement to a contract rating company, sort of like a credit rating company.
Yeah, in the same way that it's done every day when people choose not to pay
Right.
Debts that they owe.
Except it wouldn't just be for debts. It would just be for all disputes.
Yeah. And a contract, in a lot of ways, is a debt.
Indeed. And so from an economic standpoint, Stan has just shot himself in the foot. He's now universally known, because he's in a database now, as a man who rejects legitimate DRO rulings that he agreed to accept in advance. What happens when he goes for his next job?
Now, hold on just a second. I've definitely met people that are unhappy with the decisions that their insurance companies have made.
Okay.
What do I do when I'm unhappy with my insurance or my DRO's decision on something?
There, I'm sure, would be... In fact, he might actually address this. I'm a novice at this, man, which, so bear with me, too, okay? He says, what if he decides to eschew employment and start his own company? What happens when he applies for his first lease or tries to hire his first employee or rent a car or buy an airline ticket or enter into a contract with his first customer? No, in almost every situation, Stan would be far better off to abide by the decision of the DRO. Whatever he has to pay, it's far cheaper than facing the barriers of existing without access to a DRO or with a record of rejection. A legitimate ruling. But let's push the theory to the max to see if it holds. To examine a worst-case scenario, imagine that Stan's employer is an evil man who bribes the DRO to rule in his favor, and the DRO imposes an unconscionable fine, say $1 million on Stan. This is kind of where you were going.
Okay.
First of all, this is such an obvious problem that DROs, to get any business at all, would have to deal with this danger up front. An appeal process to a different DRO would have to be part of the contract. DROs would also rigorously vet their own employees for any unexplained income. And, of course, any DRO mediator who corrupted the process would receive perhaps the lowest contract rating on the planet, lose his job, and be liable for the damages. He would lose everything and become an economic pariah. However, to go to the extreme, perhaps the worst has occurred, and Stan has been unjustly fined $1 million due to DRO corruption. Well, he has three alternatives. He can choose to not pay the fine, drop off the DRO map, and work for cash without contracts, become part of the gray market, in other words. A perfectly respectable choice if he's been treated unjustly. However, if Stan is an intelligent and vaguely entrepreneurial man, he'll see that the corruption of the DRO is a prime opportunity to start his own competing DRO. And he'll write into his base contract clauses to ensure that what happened to him will never happen to anyone who signs on with his new DRO. After all, in a free market, there's not necessarily going to be a government regulatory agency for the DRO. So go ahead, start your own. And there's more to this, and I want to explore it some more coming up in hour two. Dave's on the way from New Hampshire with an NH-free update. That's coming up. They've had a record protest. We'll tell you about that on the way. Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Check.